Welcome to the Conversation Changers. The company of Conversation Changers are a group of people who know what it is to live in poverty in the midst of Canada's many privileges. The stories you'll hear come from Bridges Peterborough. We mentioned in our last episode that Laura is co-facilitating a bridging team, and this includes leading a group of people through a workbook which is designed to help build resources for better lives. Todd is serving as a mentor in this group. We are interested in sharing some of the content from the Getting Ahead program on this podcast.
Hi, I'm Todd. We've been really happy with the way the podcast has been going, and we have been getting a lot of suggestions for show ideas, interview subjects, and ways to promote bridging teams in Peterborough.
Hi, I'm Laura. This week, our very own Kat, one of the great organizers of Bridges Peterborough, suggested we discuss language. Kat is heavily involved in the website you've heard us promote each week, bridgespeterborough.ca.
Language is one of the hidden rules of socioeconomic class. It is also one of the 11 essential resources we learn about in the Getting Ahead workbook. Our current bridging team has brought to light for us the different registers of language people use, depending on how they grew up.
One of the barriers we've learned about in our current bridging team is that people living in poverty often face rejection because of a lack of experience in speaking the language of the middle class. Becoming aware of the fact that conducting business requires a more formal language is a huge step forward.
The formal register is the language of business, work, and schools. Casual register is the language between friends. Casual language has a smaller vocabulary than formal language. A chapter in the Getting Ahead workbook deals with the importance of language. We were discussing this at a bridging team meeting, and each of us shared which register we find most comfortable to use. Laura, I remember you talking about a particular moment in this discussion. Could you describe what you remember happening?
Thanks, Todd. This event happened during our first bridging team when we were meeting in person here at the Mount, and we were in the cafe downstairs, and we were about halfway through the Getting Ahead workbook, which is 16 weeks or was 16 weeks. It's 20 for us. So we were still kind of getting to know each other, the catalysts and the mentors, and the discussion was going around the table about each of us was asked to talk about what register we felt most comfortable using, if we were able to switch from one register to another, give examples of when we would choose to use one or the other. And the discussion was still a little bit not quite stiff, but we weren't really at ease with each other yet. So people's comments were fairly brief and straightforward, and kind of, we weren't really warm with each other yet. We were learning to get to know each other. And Alan and Lynn were attending this particular meeting, sort of as drop-in extra mentors. And when the question got three quarters of the way around the table to Alan, and we had all voiced our polite decisions that we would use casual and formal in a formal setting, Alan pops out with, "I'm pretty fucking casual," which just kind of blew the room away, loosened up the meeting beautifully, and was a great demonstration of the power of casual language in a situation that had become a little too formal. So we all had a really good laugh about it. And I used that story again in our current bridging team to help loosen things up when we started to discuss this. And it was once again greeted with laughter and much appreciation. So when we started to talk about this podcast, I emailed Alan and asked if I could have his permission to use the story on the podcast, and his return email said, "No fucking problem." So thanks, Alan.
Okay, with all those swear words, let's get on to the quote. Do you have one for us this week, Laura?
Today, I'd like to offer you the words of Helen Keller, who said, "Science may have found a cure for most evils, but it has found no remedy for the worst of them all, the apathy of human beings."
Thanks, Laura, and thanks for listening.
This program was written, recorded, spoken, edited, and produced by the members of the Company of Conversation Changers. This podcast was brought to you by the generous support of the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the people of Greenwood and the United Church of Canada, the City of Peterborough, the Mount Community Center, and many individual sponsors, people like you who want to change the conversation. Our team for this podcast was Laura, Greg, Todd, LA, and Adele.